Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know, you can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get your countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great show consultants are standing by. Caller 9 at 844-999. Ola will play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, American Airlines just released a list of its emotional support animals that will no longer be allowed on flights.
They've determined what is emotionally acceptable.
That's right. Going forward, they won't let you fly with an emotional support reptiles, rodents, goats, insects, spiders, and large birds.
Huh.
Okay, fair enough.
I didn't even know. So no turkeys. No more turkey pictures.
That's exactly right.
All right.
No more turkey pictures.
People were using insects.
Yeah, this is my emotional centipede.
Again, what is wrong with you that that's the thing you need?
I'll take a double, ma'am. I'm sitting beside this guy.
Right.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Just
like
a little cage cricket. That's
never good. You don't want to be the person sitting beside them thinking, what in the hell is wrong with this person that can't calm down on a flight but has a rabbit on its lap?
Tarantula in their palm. Mm-hmm. Like, really, man?
Come on, man.
Says this sounds like science fiction, but researchers at UCLA recently took a memory from a snail and implanted it into another snail. A memory.
How would you know?
Right?
Snail told them.
I don't remember.
That's kind of...
And the snail like, dude, this is crazy.
I've always wondered that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if it has to do like an association sort of a thing.
I just had a memory that I had sex with your girlfriend. Oh, that's my memory.
Right.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Snail memories.
Snail memories.
Why would we need to trade memories?
That's a good question.
You know, it would be used for something awful.
Yeah,
exactly.
I talked to that chick last night. I'm taking his memories.
Hey, man, maybe it's a witness stand thing. We're going to put your memory into the brains of the jurors.
Yeah, but some of the fun of going to court is the fact that everybody's lying. I mean, isn't that what makes it almost like a competition sport? If they went in there and told the truth, you wouldn't need a court in the first place.
You got to prove it.
Well, yeah, but if I knew what they remembered, I'm like, well, there's no fun there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well.
A 27-year-old man in Florida was arrested for biting his dog to, quote, establish dominance.
That's how you do it.
I wonder how hard he bit his dog that... Police were called.
Yeah, you gotta wonder.
Because you've all heard the trick of biting the ear, right?
I have not heard this, Mountain Mike, no.
That is a thing that I've heard. You bite the ear of the dog. Now, of course, you're not gonna puncture the skin.
Why am I biting my dog's ear?
Because that's what they do to establish dominance.
I've never heard that.
Oh.
Man, oh man.
What do I do in the bedroom?
Maybe I'm backwoods then.
No.
The makers of Laffy Taffy are holding a joke writing contest for amateur comedians.
Oh no!
Winner gets $10,000.
I thought that was the gum that used to have like little jokes in them.
Bazooka Joe.
None of them were funny. They already did it. Basically, like you could write whatever you wanted to, and they thought it was funny.
There was another popsicle company. I swear that you'd finish the popsicle and it had the answer to the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good call, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you had to eat the whole popsicle before you could find out the joke?
So you'd have the stick, and it would have the setup on the stick.
All right.
You'd finish your popsicle, and then you found the answer.
Like, guess what flavor this is? And you'd look at it and say, penis.
A bouncy house blew onto a highway in California with a 9-year-old boy inside.
That's some scary stuff.
That is scary.
Luckily, he wasn't seriously hurt.
Well, hey, was it a bouncy house?
Did you learn nothing from Rudolph? Right?
I'll tell you what, though. You do see those videos, those bouncy houses going down the old, you know, suburban cutout neighborhoods and cul-de-sacs. And it's a scary-looking video.
It
You're
is,
like, God,
man.
You hope no kids are in there, man. Because it's seriously like, it's like one of those Fisher-Price things that just pops balls the kids push around. Like,
yeah.
Pop. You just see them and they're flying, man, as that thing's turning.
Well, and it's got that netting on the side. It's not cushy on the sides. It's all that netting. So, man, you could just be ricocheting off the ground.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're just in there bouncing around.
Right. Is that on the guy that set it up or is that on the family? Like, do they just give it to you?
We chalk that up to an act of God.
If you're one of those, you know, party planning people who come in and set that up in a backyard for a party, that's on them. But you can buy one of those and set it up in your backyard as well. That's on you.
Good news.
That's why I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Coming back again for a limited time, Zima.
Good.
Why?
Yeah. People like it. They'll buy it. They wouldn't put it out if people didn't like it and buy it.
Dude, right? I drank one last summer. It was better than I remember. Not that I remember, because I'm a teenager.
When we drank Zima, man, we were awful young as far as our introductory to alcohol. That was a tolerable young beverage, but I don't remember it. I just remember it being clear, and I don't know what it tastes like.
Yeah, and there's a ton of, like, all those kind of beverages now. Zima was just the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
Smirnoff Ice, I mean, it looks clear. I don't know what it tastes like, but I'm sure it can't be too much different, right?
Yeah, they're all just malt beverages.
People who bought... what?
I was just going to say, but Mike, Zima was massive.
Ah. People who bought tickets for an all-you-can-eat pizza festival in England were disappointed after the...
After they found out they were eating pizza in England?
The main oven broke.
Oh, that's going to cause a problem.
They had to wait up to an hour to get a single slice at this all-you-can-eat pizza festival.
It was all-you-can-eat.
All-you-can-eat.
No, it wasn't.
Probably one slice at a time. So my guess is that you grabbed your slice, went to the back of the line, and waited to get the next.
Oh, it's like Disney with pizza. But you only got one slice.
You got
to wait for an hour again, man.
Which line do I want to get in? The pepperoni line or the pineapple line?
You know when you look at the pizza that's in the tray, and you can see the really good piece, and there's one real crappy piece. It's got like a half a pepperoni hanging.
Right.
And it got a big bubble in it that took all your sauce away.
All the cheese is gone. Yeah, man.
Slid off the side. Like, and then they give you that one, and you just look at them. They just look at you, and you're like, you mother.
You know you gave me this dry ass.
You know you F me. I know you F me. We made eye contact. Why'd you F me, man? I saw you F me right there.
Probably the most shocking headline that I will ever read at all this week, courtesy of our own Steve the Thrill Hill. Clown murdered his ex-girlfriend and forced her three children to watch as he butchered her with the help of his yodeler protege before a rooftop standoff with police in Belgium.
That is amazing.
You don't understand. That's the headline.
That is the entire headline.
It is a clown that killed his girlfriend, made the kids watch. They're like 12 to 17, all right? But he had an assistant, and his assistant is a yodeling protege. Yeah.
And then had a standoff on the rooftop with the police.
Is a yodeler, like, was the assistant, like, in the act of, like,
he was in support of the clown. So the yodeler was supporting the clown, who also happens to be a murderer. And then when the cops showed up, I'm not sure if it was just the clown or the clown and the yodeler took
clown
to the
clown and the yodeler.
Yeah.
Almost half of people say they've screwed up on their first day at a new job, according to a new survey. Yep. Some of the most common ways are forgetting people's names, going to the wrong place, or being too overdressed or underdressed.
How is that screwing up? It's your first day.
You don't know what to expect.
Okay, but, you know, do your research.
Okay.
I've had stellar first days.
People can get a mulligan. You just got up to the tee box, man.
You're going to use your mulligan on your first day, Mike?
Yeah, you get a breakfast ball. Absolutely.
I don't think that even counts as a mulligan, right? Like, it's your first day. Like, if there's a time to make these simple mistakes, like, that's the day.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you go to, like, you know when you go and you come up to some place and you realize you're really overdressed?
But
that's a good point. Forget that.
Underdressed.
Yeah, that's better.
But it's always better to be overdressed, because even if people poke fun, you still get complimented. Like, you look sharp, but when you're underdressed, now you're just an a-hole, right? I can't believe that's what you chose to wear to this. Like, that's the worst.
A 25-year-old man in Colorado recently passed out drunk in his living room, and his roommates drew phallic symbols on his face.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he's retaliating by trying to set the garage on fire.
That's not smart.
Okay, come on,
penis
man.
On the forehead is different than...
Yeah, than...
You know, I mean...
The penis on the forehead, it's a tried and true thing. It's been done for generations. It's not going anywhere.
That was the only reason to have Sharpies.
I'm going
to
say, I mean, yeah, what, you think we're being responsible with a Sharpie?
I'm 20 years old. Why do I have a Sharpie?
So I draw a penis on my friend.
That's all there is.
Like, look, we're going to buy beer. We're going to buy liquor. We're going to buy Sharpies.
Dude, I had a buddy get his ass shaved one night when he passed out. They shaved his ass partially. They put a big FU on each cheek.
Oh, no.
Hairy ass.
A woman that brought treats to a co-worker's going away party ended up losing her job herself.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, can you please share everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola. All right, Dan, you understand how this here game is played. Dan, you understand how this here game is played.
Oh, yeah, I do, of course.
Fantastic. Yeah.
He's on it.
All right, here is your story. We go to, Chulauda, Florida. I have no idea. Anyway, where a 24-year-old man broke into a house and he stole some cell phones. He stole some earrings. One of the other things he stole was a GPS device. Then he takes off running. Now, the thing is, he did this at night, so it was dark outside. Turns out he had encased the area, so he didn't know the area very well. And he was pretty sure, not making this up, there were some wild hogs chasing him. All right, so again, it is dark. He doesn't know where he is. He's pretty sure there's some wild hogs chasing
him. In Florida.
And they do have wild hogs down there.
They do.
It's not crazy.
And he's pretty sure they're out there. Dude, it's... Go there once. It's, And not a Disney trip. Like, go somewhere that's not Disney. Go to Florida. It'll change your life.
Get the barbecue grouper sandwich. You'll never...
Oh, yeah. I'll remember that one.
Okay. The food is better than the people. But this guy, he decided that he needed help. In spite of having a GPS with him, he couldn't figure out how to use it, so he called the cops to tell him that he was lost. Well, the cops came out to help, but they ran his name, found out that he had an outstanding warrant for driving with a suspended license, so they searched his backpack, and that's when they found all the other stuff he'd stolen from the house. So he was arrested. Police spokesman said, quote, in his defense, it does get pretty dark out there in the middle of the night. Still an idiot. But do you believe that this idiot is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Definitely not Asian. That doesn't really sound like an Asian thing to do.
That's what they want you to think, man.
Sneaky, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm actually going to have to go with, well, what do you guys think?
I think it's a random house.
It's a crime of opportunity. He doesn't know the neighborhood, but when he leaves the house, that's when he gets lost. Wild hogs may or may not have been out there.
I think he's. My money says he's white just based on the fact that he knows about wild hogs. He knows how big they are. He knows how scary they potentially are because maybe he hunts. And the other thing is, he's not afraid to call the cops. So to me, I always lean white on that one. Like if it's population wise,
I
China.
Agree. Generally, the only thing I would say is, if it's dark and you felt there were wild hogs,
okay,
coming right, out, you know, I'll understand. Change it. I'm going to change it. Anyone in that position, I get you.
I'm going to change it to Mexican, Dan.
See, I'm going to go black because I think he's really scared of these hogs.
Okay, boy, we're no help to you, Dan, but we need a final answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with white on this one.
All right, we're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile this, shocker. We're in Florida. 24-year-old, he breaks into a home and he steals a bunch of stuff, of electronics. One of the things he gets is a GPS. He does get lost, and I guess he can't figure out how the GPS works or it's not helping him out. Either way, he thinks the wild hogs are chasing him, so he calls the cops, and they find his bag full of all the stuff that he stole from the house, and he is arrested.
Yes, indeed. And Dan, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? I want to say between Ted and Miles, we heard black, we heard Mexi, I believe.
White, yeah.
And you went white.
I think I went with the final answer being white.
You are correct.
Now for all TV news all time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Me.
Right? Was a massive show. It was huge. That was a Regis thing, I think, right? Back in the day when it first started?
I think it's one of those shows that was on in the UK, and then they brought it over here, and he was the first guy to host it in the on the US side.
Right. So they have a, you know, to be honest with you, I did not know that one was from there.
Yeah, originally it was.
Seems like most of the big ones are. Those types of programs where it's kind of,
what was the, like, mean British chick?
Oh, the, you want the weakest link.
All right, you are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
All right. So this is the British version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Now, one thing you need to know, the guy hosting it, Jeremy Clarkson, he used to be on Top Gear over there, right?
Massive show over there, yeah.
Massive show. He's kind of a massive, as they would say, TV persona. Mm-hmm. And he's a little arrogant or cocky, if you will. So this is a perfect example where he thinks he knows the answer and he is wrong.
I will slightly hesitantly go to your final answer.
I'm not even going to look at the screen. That's the correct answer. It isn't.
What?
It is a deer. Is it not a deer? I've seen them in Africa boinging along like deers.
Oh no, you've just lost. £15,000.
Are you sure? I've seen Ibex boinging along, and they look like deer to me.
Yeah. At least I know if I'd asked the host for that, then we both would have been
exactly. If you'd have asked me, I would have genuinely cost you £15,000. So thank God you asked me about the puddings. Oh, God, Alan, I'm sad, actually, because I had high hopes that you were going to zoom along right up the ladder. But you didn't. But you do go home with £1,000.
Oh, I got £15,000. You have
15.
Now you got one.
15,000 less. No, it's just come up here. It's a wild goat found in the Alps and the Pyrenees. And I thought it was a deery thing that lived in Africa. Well, I am very sorry, but you're going back to Copenhagen with barely enough to afford the airfare. I'm going to do that now, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Horsburgh.
Oh, damn. And then he throws a pot shot at the dude. Like, all right, he didn't know either, but you didn't know. And now he's leaving, like, oh, barely enough. I don't even know if you're going to get peanuts.
Because he's the host, where it's like, I still get paid the same no matter what.
I guess you'll be sitting with the pensioners.
Well, that's the amazing thing. He just keeps talking about it. Like, let the poor guy off the set.
Oh, maybe it was in Africa.
The video is pretty funny. It's up at the Men's Room Facebook page. You want to check that out. But, man, I don't know why he stretches that out for so long. And I get being confident, but to just be like, I don't even have to look. I know what it is.
That's what makes it better.
Yeah, I will say, in his defense, I clearly thought Ibex would be related to a deer, not a goat.
I would, too.
Yeah, but, you know.
But I'm not hosting that show.
Yeah, and I'm not standing there.
I would have that confidence.
Yeah, I would look at the screen.
I'd be like,
sure, I'd look at the screen.
I think that's what it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, even if you said something like, you know what, man, that's a great answer. I'm almost 100% sure you're right, but we got to reveal.
Let's take a look.
Right, but it's just like, I don't have to look. I know what it
but
is.
But I've seen them. Well, yeah, you saw some horny goats, bro.
1,500 pounds down to 1,000. 15,000. All right, wrestling. Here's the deal. Wrestling, obviously, is predetermined. I won't say it's fake. I don't want to piss people off. right? But the storylines and everything, right? When you watch WWE, which is World Wrestling Entertainment, obviously things are predetermined. They're real athletes. They're doing physical things, but still.
It's predetermined.
It's predetermined. You know who's going to, you know, they know who's going to win or lose. So everything to me with wrestling world, you got to take a little bit with a grain of salt. Sure. You're not positive. John Cena, who's obviously one of the more successful wrestlers. You've seen him in a bunch of stuff. You've seen him in movies. You see him on TV, movies. Like, he's everywhere. So, John Cena and Nikki Bella of the Bella Twins, very attractive. They were supposed to get married. They were going to film it for Total Divas, which I think turned into even just a Total Bella series. And there's just a lot going on, right? So, one of the big deals is that Cena and Nikki Bella, though, they split up. They were supposed to get married. You should also know that, like, when she moved in with John Cena, he made her sign, I want to say, a 73-page document.
Damn.
Yeah. If you've seen any of the Total Divas shows or whatever and seen their interactions, like...
It would make sense?
Yeah, like, them breaking up was not really shocking to me, but also it's wrestling. So I'm not positive I'm sold on it. But anyhow, first we'll listen to John Cena. He recently was on the Today Show and... Sounds like a man that wants his girl back.
It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing, but it's very difficult. I had my heart broken out of nowhere, or for me, it was out of nowhere. But I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. Oh, I still would love to have a family with Nicole. I am in my house alone, surrounded by these emotionally strong memories. And every day from 6 to 9, I get out of the house and talk to strangers as a social interaction.
Well, stop living your life. You have to keep doing that.
I don't want anybody else. I love Nicole, and I'm really trying to support her in her trying to find whatever it is that she wants that made this fall apart in the first place.
Right.
But I don't have any other hopes other than maybe one day that we can work it out.
Oh, boy.
Right?
You got a bad brother.
Oh, boy.
He's saying that on the Today Show. I also think it's kind of interesting how he started with, he called me, or what did he say? Completely out of the blue. Well, it was out of the blue to me.
For me, sure.
So it's like, all right. So there's obviously some things going on. I'll reiterate. He made her sign a 73-page agreement to move into the home. They weren't even getting married yet.
Just moving in.
And also, like, the guys, like, I don't know if it's one night a week or whatever, everybody has to dress up, right? Like, real fancy to have dinner in the home. And then the gentlemen or the guys go to a separate room to drink alcohol and, like, have a cigar. And the women are supposed to go to another room to go do...
whatever they're doing.
Women's stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
dinner.
So look on your face is correct.
Dinner parties.
Right.
It's a little weird, man.
Yeah.
And by a little weird, I mean it's weird.
There's a point in your life where, you know, you're approached and someone says, hey, you know, do you want to maybe go out with that couple? No! No, I don't. No, nothing personal. I like drinking with a guy. You know what I mean? That's cool. Like, I will go and hang out with him independently. If you, like, the situation at the end of the night's great.
Right.
You guys go this way. We'll go this way. We don't have to, like, eat together first. That's my point.
Right.
We don't have to go out to dinner. There has to be no weird tipping interaction with the bills and all that crap. Like, too many awkward situations. Why don't we just meet up separately? We'll go golf. You guys go shop.
Right.
See you later. You know?
So that's...
So we can smoke dope and stuff, and you won't give us a hard time.
So that's John Cena's view on it, right?
Sure.
So now Nikki Bella or Nicole, as he's calling her, she's going to an event. She has not seen this. She's on a red carpet. The guy from Extra kind of asked her about the comments, and this is her reaction.
Wow. Well, I'm speechless. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't think cold feet and all of that type of stuff existed, but it exists. I have hope, and I think it's just I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I kind of lost me, and I want to find me and work on me, and I just want John and I both to live, you know, happily ever after, whether it's together or separate. And I just don't want us to go, like, down the road in life and have regrets of, like, you know, I did this for you or you did this for me. And the day I say my vows, I want to say them once and I want to fully mean them. And so that's what made me hesitant.
I want to fully mean them. All right,
yeah,
well.
Not like once, twice, or three times, like most people I know.
So that's, I don't think anybody, I don't think anybody gets married going,
I'm going to do this again.
Right. I'm giving this one 7 years. But that's what everyone at the wedding is doing, just so you know. I know that sounds terrible, but they really are.
Right. How long do you think this lasts?
Forever.
So here's my final question. Does anybody believe it? Because even some of their friends are like, oh man, he's really desperate. They're getting back together. But it's not a publicity stunt. It's like,
I don't know. I think it's because it's wrestling. It could all still be a stunt.
Man, who knows?
Yeah,
man.
You never know.
Right?
I hope it is. He sounds all Robin Thicke with this. Like, oh, boy.
Yeah, and he's going to just really...
Don't go down to Robin Thicke road,
it's a really
bro.
Bad album, man.
It just gets desperate. It's just pathetic. It's like, look, it's okay to hurt, man, but you need to keep some of it to
and now,
yourself,
and here's the
right?
problem. Now you got Robin Thicke, right? And he's got a new girlfriend.
Does he?
And she's absolutely gorgeous. And they just had a child together. But that album is still there.
Right. No matter what.
Well, and Robin
Thicke...
That
album is still there.
Here's the other... I mean, with Robin Thicke, too, like... I'm not saying I don't know John Cena's personal life, but with Robin Thicke, it was fairly obvious that he had to go what he thought was the extra mile because maybe he was in the wrong there.
Mm-hmm. He was in the wrong, but still, it was
so
like,
I'm
yo,
with
man.
You. Like, sometimes some of that outpouring is like, all right, we get it.
He cheated on her with Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but I mean, right, the dude made a whole album about it. That one just hurts. They're still going to get married.
Who?
Oh, John Cena and Nikki Bella.
So?
What do you say?
No. I wish them the best.
Oh, I'd put money on that right now. Because she's pissed, but...
What's she mad about?
Well, just a lot of stuff. But I'm just saying, like, you could hear it in her voice. Like, she sounds pissed. Like, well, I don't know. I got to figure out what I'm looking for. It sounds like any other breakup, but everybody knows this couple.
Yeah.
They'll get married.
I just want to have some sex with some different people and make sure that I'm not messing up.
So kind of an interesting thing here. Lethal Weapon, the TV show, got renewed for a third season. But the guy, one of the stars of the show...
You were telling us that he's kind of a D-bag.
Yeah, he got fired.
Oh, he did get fired.
Yeah, they didn't pick up his contract. They picked up the show's.
Oh, they just flat out fired his ass.
Yeah, they didn't care.
He must have not have been a decent person to be around because that was not the initial
statement.
You're
one of two main characters from something that's a spinoff of a movie. Everyone's familiar with the character. They renew the show, but not you.
Yeah,
I mean, you're one of the two main characters. So... Are they changing the character or getting a different actor to play the same character?
All right, so Sean William Scott, who may be best known as Stifler,
sure,
right, from America, he's going to be on there, but he's going to be, he's playing a new character. They're saying maybe it's going to be the brother of Martin Riggs, who's Crawford's character was.
Okay.
I
don't make it his brother. Like, if you're going to come on with a new character, like, this is just my belief. Like, man, just make the clean break, right? So... Whatever reason you're going to write that the other character's gone, it's fine. But this guy doesn't need to be his brother. He doesn't even have to know him. He just lets
just
him be his own
from
character.
Out of town, like most of the time we were kids. Like, new kid, school.
Yeah, it's fine.
I just think you're doing a TV show called Lethal Weapon. That was a movie that they had a bunch of them. Like, I think you could just swap in the new dude.
No one's bitching about a new Spider-Man or a new this or a new that. It's normally just understood to be a progressive.
Yeah,
they do, you're right.
Are you kidding me?
But it doesn't kill the franchise.
Listen, this is how it works, okay? This is how it works.
Affleck about that.
My first experience with the Nerd Kingdom, as far as that goes, is when the original Batman movie came out with Michael Keaton, okay? So the big thing, I can't believe they have Michael Keaton playing Batman. Understandably, it seemed like an odd choice at the time. So he does two movies. Now keep in mind, nobody thought Michael Keaton should play Batman. He plays Batman in two movies, and whoever was next was nothing. Val Kilmer, maybe. Then everyone's pitching a bitch because Batman clearly is Michael Keaton, and it's not anybody. Adam West was a different thing. Right? So then Christian Bale's going to play him in the updated movies, and I can't believe you're going to get Christian Bale.
Did you forget George Clooney?
He's too serious of a guy.
Everyone forgot George Clooney.
No one was happy about that.
All right.
So Christian Bale, and everyone says Christian Bale should not play Batman. It's ridiculous. And they have this enormously successful franchise, and then it goes to Ben Affleck, and everyone's like, well, Christian Bale's the real Batman. You can't have... When they cast Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, why would you have Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man? I can't believe you do that. Just the idea that someone else might play Iron Man. They're going, well, no. Mm-hmm. Downey Jr. is... So listen, you're going to be upset no matter who they cast in any position.
Probably did the same thing with Daniel Craig.
They did. Why are you going to have him play James Bond? There's only one real James Bond.
Did the Doctor Who people get pissed off about that? They probably did as well.
I don't remember.
Know. I don't know any Doctor Who friends. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I mean, right, but
she's got a coffee cup that's got a cow on it, says Dr. Moo. Get it?
Wow.
And TV shows back in the day used to do this, right? Isn't it famous for
Bewitched
or whatever? They brought in like different.
Darren. The two different Darrens.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're already ripping off a movie that you made into a TV show.
Right, they're not the original characters. Look,
they feel that the show is good enough, and this guy was a bunch of pain in the ass, and they could still be successful. I'm sure it doesn't matter. I'm sure they just put the show on, they could give him the same name, and it's like Jack Reacher, right?
Jack Reacher?
Not Jack Reacher, Jack Ryan.
Jack
Well, there hadn't been a couple of Jack Ryans.
Was it Jack Ryan?
Harrison Ford played him.
Ben Affleck. And Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
Alec Baldwin was in there first. Yeah, I think Jack Reacher's always Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
isn't
he is. That's right. That's all messed up. Like, don't mess with Tom Cruise. You can't. No one can replace him.
Yeah, right.
To be fair, you can't name a movie that Tom Cruise is in where someone else would have done his role better.
No.
Because like, as much fun as you make fun of him,
he's an island.
Right. Like, if he played the role, whether you like the movie or not, if he played the role, then the role is his to have been played. Like, we always make fun of him. I'm like, yeah, but who would you have cast other than him in any major movie you could
play? There's nobody else who does what he does.
I'm not sure what he does, but he has his own.
It's like Stallone. It's just a thing.
Right. No one else.
I think it's always hard to go back and recast, though, right? Because now we're turning into the Batman people.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
He is, Ted, and it's different.
Well, I'm sure he thanks you for that.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon always has some thank you notes, and let's listen to them.
Thank you, warm May weather, for being our yearly reminder that everyone's feet are gross. Thank you, giving someone an apple as a gift, for saying you're a teacher I respect and appreciate, or you're a horse.
Either way.
Horses like apples.
Win-win.
Thank you, urinal cakes, for really stretching the definition of cake. Thank you, croutons, for letting me sneak an entire loaf of bread into my salad.
Being healthy.
Just getting healthy, man.
Blue cheese dressing.
Thank you, canoeing, for being the most relaxing way to fall into a lake.
There you have it. Those are my thank you notes, everybody.
The croutons is a good call, right?
Because
you're just adding bread to your salad. But what's it? Me and my cousin always joke around, like tuna salad and chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the two craziest ones out there.
As far as I'm eating a salad.
Like salad.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, you eat chicken salad, but...
Oh, people say, do you eat salad? I'm like, the meat variety.
Potato salad.
Right. I mean, in theory...
Egg salad.
Macaroni.
Salad, right, like, in theory, you can be like, yeah, I just had salad today. Like,
all kinds of salad.
Ham salad.
Yeah, man.
Shrimp salad.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Iowa man strikes plea deal for the time that he was measuring his penis inside a school. Meanwhile, a Michigan woman bakes laxative brownies that go directly to her departing co-worker's stool. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain, and our co-pilot just got sucked out of the plane. Why is a restaurant banning children so incredibly insane? And clown murders girlfriend in front of kids with help of yodeling protege before rooftop standoff with police. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Michigan, where a woman has been fired over the treat she brought to a co-worker's going-away party, and it's not for what you think. The woman's employer was informed beforehand that the woman would show up with laced brownies and had police on the scene to confiscate the desserts. She initially denied lacing the brownies, but quickly admitted to the deed after hearing that they would be subject to forensic testing. Mm-hmm. Turns out that the tip was good. She had laced the brownies with laxative.
Yeah.
She said that there was no malice in what she did, merely just a bad joke.
Well, if she would have... All right. First of all, you can't be the one bringing the tray of brownies over, because immediately, even if you do get everybody sick, they're gonna, you know what I mean?
They know it's you. You're making
a
poop.
I mean, even if you hated the woman's guts, it's gonna come back to you.
Mm-hmm. Around the world, we take to the skies, where a shocking trend seems to be forming. After reaching its cruising altitude, a plane headed to Tibet from China experienced something from a horror film. The pilot of the plane heard a loud crash coming from the right side of the cockpit and turned to find that not only was the window missing, but his co-pilot was halfway out the window himself.
How's that guy feeling?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, And tell me, as much as they give you hell about the seatbelt, that he had his on and that the seat came out with him, right?
He absolutely had his seatbelt
on. You better have.
Luckily, the pilot was wearing a seatbelt that kept him inside the plane, and he was able to pull himself back in.
Can you imagine just hanging out outside the front of the plane?
Right, man.
I mean, it'd be cool if you were strapped in, you know what I mean?
That is like my worst nightmare that I don't die from, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. God. The plane made an emergency landing, and the incident is being investigated.
It's so cold out there, too, I bet.
Can't breathe. All you see is death below you.
It's freezing. And the wind is hitting you at how many miles an hour? 500?
Like 400 miles an hour.
God.
Oh, man.
In other news, we go to Iowa, where a man has struck a plea deal for indecent exposure. The man was caught inside of a University of Iowa bathroom measuring his junk. Now, while this sounds harmless, albeit weird, the man was reported to show other bathroom users just how much he was packing, complete with the cardboard ruler.
What did he say? He measured it.
Yeah, he measured
He's proud of that.
Yeah.
What'd
he get?
All it says that he made a comment regarding his size.
Ah.
It's a big one.
Don't know what it says. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is up.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The Word is back and Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.